This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Our series Consumed is taking a look at the consumer economy as it stands today, exploring why we buy what we do and where that gets us. More and more jobs are part-time, temporary jobs, jobs with no promise of future employment, no promise of advancement, no promise of much of anything. We've heard these stories, the retail worker fighting to get hours, the manual laborer unsure of where their next job will come from. And it's not just blue-collar jobs like that anymore. Insecure employment is spreading, especially in the last 5 years. And as it spreads, it's creating a different type of consumer, a consumer without the ability to plan for the future or spend as much as the businesses might like. As part of our series Consumed, Marketplace's Adrian Hill has this profile.
My name is Vanessa Madrid.
Vanessa Madrid is 43 years old. There's a spring green sculpture above her small kitchen table. It's her art, inspired by ginkgo leaves and the broad butt of one of her friends.
Every time I look at it, it makes me smile. It's a very joyful piece, which I think most of my work is definitely joyful.
Vanessa is a college art teacher. It's part-time work, temporary work. She's an adjunct.
Once you teach at a college, you've made it. Well, on one level, yes, you have, but you may get respect, but you may not get paid.
Universities have gone the way of Walmart, hiring more and more part-timers who are a whole lot cheaper than their tenured colleagues. Today, about 6 in 10 teaching jobs are filled by temporary professors and grad students.
It's about 120, and we're headed to Riverside City College.
Her job's about an hour and a half from here. Vanessa packs a cooler with her dinner in it. This semester, she's teaching 2 classes, both basic drawing, 2 days a week. They pay for her rent-controlled apartment, basic bills, a small studio. But that's about it.
Thinking about making any long-term plans, it's really impossible.
She does her laundry at her parents' house. She can't afford to travel.
I would also like to be able to, at some point, move out of my little apartment into a house. And if I keep doing what I'm doing, I will never be able to do that.
When she didn't have enough teaching work, she got a retail job and kept her fingers crossed that none of her students spotted her. Teaching without security has also made a big life decision for her.
Well, at some point I had to think about having kids, and it's not been financially feasible for me to support anybody besides myself.
Vanessa Madrid, or really anyone with part-time temporary work, can't plan, can't act, can't consume with the future in mind. And it's a group that's growing. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, nearly 8 million people who want full-time work have part-time jobs instead. Arnie Kalleberg is a sociology professor at the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. He's the author of Good Jobs, Bad Jobs. And he says precarious work got its start in the U.S. back in the 70s.
And since then, as employers sought greater flexibility, we have seen increases in temporary work, in contract work, direct hire temps, as well as temp agencies, and even non-temporary work, even regular work, has become more insecure and unstable.
Companies want workers just in time. They want people to work when they need them and only then. I spotted an ad for a part-time job at Lowe's that, quote, requires morning, afternoon, and evening availability any day of the week. And it's happening across the economy. Just in reporting this story, I talked to a phlebotomist who can't afford to live on her own, a shoe salesman who has to upsell customers to earn more hours, a zoo employee whose hours are too low to qualify for health insurance. Some of my colleagues are on contracts.
Labor avoids being a fixed cost and can be shifted around depending on the employer's needs.
But these tenuous jobs rarely meet employee needs.
It creates a lot of uncertainty and insecurity. It may lead to a situation where they don't get health insurance because they don't have enough hours. So it creates a very unstable and uncertain existence.
So charcoal, just like graphite, can be found in different hardness and softnesses.
In the classroom now, Vanessa rubs a nub of charcoal across paper.
Okay, so white hard, what's the softest?
Later, as one class finishes and another group of students shuffles in, she grabs her cooler and ducks outside.
What time did I have lunch? I had lunch about 1 o'clock, a little before. It It's now 6, so yeah, I'm getting a little bit low energy, so I gotta gear up.
She eats chunks of sweet potato. She tells me a student has just emailed to drop the class. Every semester, kids stop showing up when their work schedules change. Vanessa encourages them to talk to the boss, but a lot of times they're too afraid, or the boss just says, no, we need you when we need you.
Jobs in Riverside are hard to find, so they opt for just dropping sometimes all of their classes.
Students drop out to work at the grocery store or a coffee shop, the kinds of jobs the economy's creating these days.
And some of my students, I found out, are supporting their families with their Starbucks job. So they need to keep working. That's the priority. So it's hard to it's hard to talk a student into staying when they say that.
Goodbye degree, goodbye earning potential that comes with it. A few more bites and Vanessa heads back in.
Hey, guys, left any charcoal on the table?
Another 2.5 hours of class to go. As the last students pack up, Vanessa shoves her stuff into 3 narrow drawers. Adjuncts don't get offices.
It's almost 9:30. So we've been here since, what, 2:40? Yeah.
Now headed home?
Yeah. Now headed home.
It's back to the car and to the hour and a half drive. Vanessa's lined up 2 jobs for this summer, teaching an art class in Riverside and working with kids for the city of Santa Monica. She'll be working 7 days a week.
It's going to be exhausting, but I don't know what's happening in the fall. I'm still looking for another college for the fall. So I have to say yes to everything that comes my way.
A lot of people with part-time work live more precariously than Vanessa. But what they all have in common is the inability to make plans for the future, to build a net, invest. At 43, Vanessa's still hopeful that she'll land that full-time job, doing what she loves, teaching, that she'll get that career, maybe buy a house and have a family.
I really like people. I really like taking care of people. I think I would have been a really great mom, and I think I'll be a really great stepmom someday.
I'm Adrienne Hill for Marketplace.